All right, everyone, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me ask you something. How many times have you caught yourself thinking, I can't do this, or this is going to be a disaster? You know that feeling? That little voice in your head whispering negativity, trying to sabotage your day before it even begins. Well, guess what? You don't have to let those thoughts win. Today, we're diving deep into the art of overcoming negative thoughts and replacing them with positive ones. Think of this as your mental upgrade for a happier, more confident you. Now, I get it. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative. It's an ancient survival mechanism designed to keep us safe from danger. But in today's world, those negativity goggles can be a real drag. They distort our perception, hold us back from taking risks, and just make life feel, well, a lot less awesome. So how do we break free? How do we silence that inner critic and cultivate a more positive mindset? It's not about ignoring the negatives, it's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and then flipping the script. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step is recognizing those negative thoughts when they pop up. It's like catching a fly before it lands on your food quicker than you think. Start paying attention to your inner dialogue. What are the recurring themes? Is it self-criticism, fear of failure, or worrying about the future? Identifying the patterns is crucial because once you know what triggers those negative thoughts, you can start to challenge them. 2. Challenge those negative narratives. Ever caught yourself thinking, I'm not good enough? Well, this will never work out. Stop right there. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often those negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears, not facts. By questioning them, you can start to dismantle their power over you. 3. Reframe your thoughts. This is where the magic happens. Instead of focusing on the negative, try to reframe your thoughts in a more positive light. For example, instead of thinking I messed up that presentation, try I learned something new from that experience, and next time I'll do even better. It's about shifting your perspective from one of failure to one of growth. 4. Practice gratitude. One powerful way to combat negativity is to focus on the good things in your life. Take a few minutes each day to reflect on what you're grateful for, big or small. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to a supportive friend or a beautiful sunset. Cultivating gratitude rewires your brain to see the abundance around you. 5. Be kind to yourself. This is huge. We often beat ourselves up over mistakes and shortcomings. But remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a friend. Think about that time you were stressed about a big presentation. Maybe your stomach was in knots, your mind racing with what ifs, and you just felt overwhelmed. It's easy to get caught up in those negative spirals. But let me tell you, I've been there. Remember that time I bombed the public speaking event? I was convinced everyone thought I was a complete idiot. But then I realized something. Most people were probably too busy worrying about their own lives to even remember my presentation. I started practicing gratitude for the opportunity to learn and grow, challenged those negative thoughts by focusing on what went well, and treated myself with kindness instead of berating myself. You know what? It worked. The key takeaway here is that you have the power to choose your thoughts. Don't let negativity control your life. Take charge, practice these strategies, and watch as your mindset shifts from one of anxiety and doubt to one of confidence and positivity. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Now go out there and make it happen. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. See you tomorrow for another dose of the Anti-Anxiety Stoic.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.